I'm your doggy,
I'm your doggy,
and I love you,
and I love you,
and you know that
you know
I really do.
I really do.
Hello, you're listening to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio, and we're coming back with Jamie Alama to talk a little bit about Open Door Publishing. Welcome to the show, Jamie.
Thank you so much for having me, Deborah. I'm really excited.
Well, who is Open Door Publishing? What's your mission? What are you all about?
Open Door Publishing is a nonprofit children's educational company, and our mission is to educate children about social issues that affect both humans and animals. And we promote tolerance, acceptance, and animal advocacy. And we raise awareness to causes that usually are not discussed with children. And we also push for philanthropy and for them to be able to be the voice of the voiceless, and start at a really young age.
I see you have a series called Rescue Me, which is interesting because I had a book called that that I bought back from the publisher, and I never published it, and now I'm having all these regrets as I see that title. It was such a cool title. My book was just How to Train a Rescue Dog, things like how to go up and down stairs, how to deal with dogs who've maybe never seen a mirror or a glass door, all these types of things that sometimes when you rescue a dog, you've got to start from scratch, but it's a grown-up, and it lacks these basic skills. What was your series about, Rescue Me?
The Rescue Me series started when I rescued a border collie named Drew, who came with tons of issues. He was 6 months old when we got him, and he was in four homes, and he was beaten. I mean, it was awful, the shape that he was in. And I always call him the Grinch because he started with a little heart. By the time, you know, throughout his life, his heart got bigger and bigger. And it's just really about his struggles that are so similar to human struggles and how we can all relate to them. And through these stories, that's what we shed light on. Human, you know, just life struggles that we all go through. Abandonment, facing fears and change, homelessness, prejudice, or saying goodbye to a loved one. And so through these series, we just kind of take away the taboo for the kids, and we use the animals as the protagonists, and we kind of see the story unfold through their lives, but they always remain optimistic and courageous throughout, and they just teach us, kids, you know, adults as well, that we can be accepting and loving, and we can treat everyone with kindness, and good things happen, you know, when you do good things.
Nice. What is the upstairs cat about?
The upstairs cat is the first cat in the series, and all the books in the series are semi-autobiographical, and this is truly the story. My son had this cat, and they shared the same room forever, and he went away to college, so she was kind of left alone, and again, so true. And so here she was in this room all alone. She never left it because that was his world, you know, her world. And so she had to face her fears and change and brave the outside of her door. She had to go see it. And so even though her life was kind of black and white when she was in there, like the Wizard of Oz, once she came out, the color came out, and she found humans that loved her and other animals that loved her in the house. And so she went from this scared place to a wonderful place. And as we know, all humans and animals have, you know, faced a fear or a change. Maybe somebody left their life, but they did come back. And so it's just all about her journey, and she takes the kids on the journey with her. And it's always, again, through optimism and courage that just encourages everyone to see her world as she sees it now. And now she really goes up and down the steps. She really has come a long way.
Who's this aimed at? Is this young adults?
Actually, it's preschool because it's a picture book. So I made it a picture book because adults hold it too. So it's really honestly for everyone. But our target audience is like preschool to fifth grade. And what we do at the end of all the series, at the end of every book, is a what would you do kind of questionnaire. And it asks the kids, you know, put them in their the protagonist situation and what they would do and how they would handle it. And it just kind of sheds light on being able to give a voice to the voiceless, and that they have the power within them. Even little teeny, they have that power, and that they can make a difference in the world, and that they can change the world for everyone to be accepting. And it really is. It's acceptance, it's tolerance, it's equality, it's everything that affects both humans and kids. But it's done in an age-appropriate way.
So, okay, I'm hoping that we can get your books in libraries. Are they available in school libraries and places like that?
Well, that's exactly what I'm hoping. As an educational publisher, that is my goal. Because, again, it's a tool. It's made as a tool for parents and educators to talk about these difficult social issues that are usually taboo, nobody wants to talk about, but they're done in such a kind-hearted, light way. And so, yes, what we're trying to do is, because we're a nonprofit, we're looking for grants and anything and everything to get them into schools, to get them into libraries, to get them into bookstores, so that they can be used to help open a dialogue and to, you know, again, raise awareness to animal advocacy and just, you know, common human decency.
Do you support any specific rescues yourself?
Yes, we do have a couple, and they're very near and dear to my heart because they have saved some of my animals. But all the charities that we pick, because a portion of the proceeds of every book go to a specific charity chosen specifically for that book. So the Upstairs Cat, the two charities, one saves my cat, and they're in California, and the other one saves my dog. But they go all around Southern California to kill shelters, and they take out cats and dogs, and they save them, and they keep them until they find forever homes. And that's what it's all about, finding forever homes. And I picked these small little nonprofits because they solely depend on private donation, and without it, they couldn't even exist. And they do really great things. I call them the face of the faceless people. Nobody ever sees them, but as a kindness of their heart, they give whatever time that they have, even though they have jobs or whatever, and they do this just to save animals.
As a publisher, are you accepting other authors for Open Door? And are any kids sending in books, I'm wondering?
Yes. Well, unfortunately, at this point, and hopefully through you, people will know more about us. But that's exactly what, you know, we wish to do. We want young authors. We want actually any author, a kid. We have a waiver, so it's all legal and everything, but we want kids to write stories. We want, you know, high school students, young adults. They can write poetry or music, like rap music, storytelling, essay, whatever. Just as long as they promote some kind of education towards some cause.
And as okay, long so as Jamie, accept- we are so fast running out of time. Can you tell people your website, please, so they can reach
yes.
you?
Yes. It's www.anopendoor.us. And they can go there, they can donate, they can buy a book, they can see what we're all about.
Thank you very much for joining us today, Jamie.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate this opportunity.
Oh, it was great. Okay, everybody, Smart Animal Talk continues. Next, we have Chris Rubin, and as usual, he'll bring one of his friends, and he'll tell you how you could buy the stuff you always buy, the way you always buy it online, except one little thing extra. One little step, you still get the same deals, you still get the same stuff, but money goes to animal shelters, and you could pick which one. So sometimes we profile one, and I'm hoping we'll have a guest today to talk about what they're doing for animals, and then we'll come back after that with Becky Starr to finish the show. So stay tuned, it's a big show, and I think we ran out of parts of the body. I think we're continuing the car trip with Becky. So if you're planning a road trip with your animals or a move, stay tuned. We'll be getting to that later in the show on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Stay tuned for a great show.